Grace and peace to you. Friends, hello. It's good to see you. Welcome to our extra special Nativity service. A time when we reflect on what Christmas is and celebrate the joy of the Nativity. So let's enjoy that now.
But first, let us hear our reading.
I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zachariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favoured that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished.
In a small unknown village, there were two people, Mary and Joseph. They were engaged to be married. An angel came to Mary and told her that she was pregnant with the Son of God. This was an exciting and frightening thing.
One day, Mary and Joseph were told that they had to go to Bethlehem to be counted. With Joseph by her side, Mary rode all the way to Bethlehem on a donkey.
Lots of families had arrived in Bethlehem, and the town was very busy. Mary and Joseph had looked everywhere, but all the inns were full.
Joseph was just about to give up when a kind innkeeper felt sorry for Mary. He said they could rest for the night in his stable if they didn't mind sharing with the animals.
That night, Jesus was born. And Mary lay him in the manger. With Joseph looking on.
Suddenly lots of angels appeared and told the shepherds that Jesus, the Son of God, had been born in Bethlehem.
Their sheep. They hurried down the hillside to see the newborn baby.
Meanwhile, three wise men had seen a very bright star in the east. They knew that the star was a special sign telling them that a new king had been born.
Three wise men took gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh for the baby and followed the star. Pick up your...
A huge star shone brightly in the sky and led them to Bethlehem.
And the shepherds and the magi all gathered round and gazed upon the Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us, as they celebrated that very first Christmas morn.
When you hear the Nativity story, what comes into your mind? When you delight in the various different ways our young people and their families tell the Christmas story, what do you think? When you think of Christmas, the Christmas that's coming, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about the Christmas tree? Are you thinking about where you might get a fabulous flamingo Christmas jumper, just like mine? Are you thinking about getting the sprouts on this afternoon for Christmas dinner? I know it's a bit late, but a few days of boiling will be enough. What are you thinking about? Are you thinking about the list you wrote or the presents that you still need to get? Are you thinking about how and when you'll wrap the presents that you've already got and are going to give? There's a lot to think about in the run-up to Christmas. And with the rise of the Omicron variant, we've more to think about and more to be careful with than we have for a while. So what, to you, is the most important thing? One of the most important things to me is finding time to stop and think. In all the busyness, to stop and think about what matters. I suppose when I think, when you think, our mind will often drift towards presents, thinking about the boxes and parcels that sit under the Christmas tree. So what do you want for Christmas? Do you want a new pair of gloves? A new hat to keep your ears warm? Do you want a bar of chocolate that weighs as much as you do? New scooter, a new bike, a new games console, new pair of shears? Do you want some new pyjamas and a book to take off to bed? Do you want something else? I've been thinking a lot about Christmas gifts and getting and giving. I'm not very good at knowing what I might like for Christmas, with the obvious exception of more Lego. I also struggle with what I might buy people for Christmas, with the obvious exception of more Lego. But I got thinking about this. And in our reading of the Magnificat, in all the Christmas readings, there are stories of gifts in one way or another. The story's never about getting the gift. It's always about giving. In the Nativity, God gives himself to the world as a tiny, fragile baby. The Magi give gifts fit for a king. The stories of Christmas, the biblical narratives and songs we sing are about giving. The way that presents find their way into our homes, it's about giving. And certainly nobody would get a single present if nobody gave one. So this Christmas, let's celebrate joy coming into the world, love being born at Christmas, and God learning to walk the earth as we do, and celebrate by giving. Giving presents, but giving more than that. Giving friendship to those who are struggling. Giving a hug to those who we love. Building peace. Giving peace by forgiving. Christmas isn't about getting. It can't be about getting. It must be about giving. Christmas is about giving. It's about giving gifts, but it's more than that. Christmas is about giving love and sharing joy in the world.